this inflation thing just won't go away. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 26th day of April. Thanks for being here. In other news, the federal government is looking at the Tesla autopilot system yet again. Speaking of EVs, the Ford Motor Company has pumped the brakes on EVs and is betting on hybrids. We'll tell you how that's going. We've got some Trader Joe's news for your sweet tooth. The Wall Street Report is coming up, and women's sports is on the cusp of something really big. Let's go. Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. A reminder, we are back on Sunday, noon Central, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. We're going to be taking a look at the business news of the week, the big stories, and also two unheard business conversations. We're going to be talking about the housing crisis in the United States with Jenny Schuster from the Brookings Institute. Also, a very interesting conversation with Jonathan Sutter. He is with a group that is trying to make sure that air travel for people with non-visible disabilities is not as stressful as what it can be. I knew nothing about that, but we did dive into that deeply. And by the way, we do stream, so you can pick us up almost anywhere. That's noon Central on Sunday and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. It simply will not go away. Inflation gained a bit in March. The government showed that prices rose 0.3% from February to March, the same as in the previous month. It was the third straight month that the index has run at a pace faster than is consistent with the Fed's 2% inflation target. Measured from a year earlier, prices were up 2.7% in March, up from a 2.5% annual rise in February. So what is driving inflation? Well, the AP is reporting that more expensive gas and higher prices for restaurant meals, healthcare, auto repairs, and insurance, among other items, have kept the overall pace of price increases elevated. All of that means the Fed is not going to be in any hurry to cut rates anytime soon. Not only did Tesla see sales drop by 28%, but now the federal government is taking a closer look at the car maker's autopilot. The Associated Press is reporting that the U.S. government's Auto Safety Agency is investigating whether last year's recall of Tesla's autopilot driving system did enough to make sure drivers pay attention to the road. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says in documents posted on its website Friday that Tesla has reported 20 more crashes involving autopilot since the recall. The crashes and agency tests raised concerns about the effectiveness of the remedy. The recall involved more than 2 million vehicles, nearly all of the vehicles that Tesla had sold at the time. The agency pushed the company to do the recall after a 2-year investigation into autopilot driver monitoring system, which measures torque on the steering wheel from a driver's hands. In the probe, the agency was looking at multiple cases in which Tesla, on autopilot, ran into emergency vehicles parked on freeways. Wall Street ended the day in the green, and it was quite the turnaround for the NASDAQ. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. Speaking of EVs, the Ford Motor Company has tapped the brakes on EV production, and it is betting on hybrids. Is it working? Oh, the answer is a resounding yes. Business Insider is reporting that Ford announced its earnings on Wednesday that hybrid sales rose 36% in the first quarter of this year. CEO Jim Farley was telling investors that the company is now the third largest seller of hybrids in the U.S., behind Toyota and Honda. By comparison, the company's pure EV business has struggled. Losses at Ford Model E, that's the company's dedicated electric vehicle unit, grew to $1.3 billion in the first 3 months of this year, as demand for electric vehicles has slowed and manufacturers are engaged in a brutal price war. Unlike rivals like General Motors and Volkswagen, Ford continued to invest in its hybrid lineup, even as it built up its EV business over the past few years. And now that EV demand is slowing, partly because of the lack of affordable models, it looks like that strategy is paying off. Hybrids, once dismissed by EV enthusiasts like Elon Musk as a phase, are experiencing a boom in popularity as U.S. consumers seek cheaper options. Data from online autos marketplace Edmunds, reported by the New York Times, found that on average, buyers were paying $42,500 for hybrids in November of last year, compared with $60,500 for electric vehicles. Ford, it would seem, has got it figured out. Trader Joe's has a new flavor ice cream. Think banana split. The base is an ice cream mix with banana puree and a rich salted caramel swirl. It even features bite-sized bits of vanilla-flavored wafer cookies for a little added crunch, just like the banana pudding you know and love. The ice cream is sold at Trader Joe's now for $3.79 a pint. Trader Joe's says this ice cream is also great for turning it into a deconstructed, then reconstructed banana split. Top the ice cream on a cut banana with whipped cream, chopped nuts, and even their dark chocolate-covered cherries? Oh, yeah. Sounds like a great weekend treat. It was a positive Friday on Wall Street as we watched the three major indexes gain on the day. The Dow picked up 153 points to close at 38,239, while the Nasdaq, on the back of some great earnings from Alphabet and Microsoft, rose by 316 points to settle at 15,927, and the S&P 500 gained 51 points to close at 5099. All eyes will now be on a slate of big earnings that include reports from two more of the so-called Magnificent Seven, that would be Amazon and Apple. For the week, the S&P 500 climbed 2.7%, logging its biggest weekly gain since early November. Also on Friday, West Texas Intermediate crude gained 29 cents to close out the week at $83.85 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.663%. And finally, there is this, and this is about the future of women's sports. According to The Athletic, former U.S. women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe is bullish on the future of women's sports. Speaking this week at a panel devoted to the business of women's sports, she talked about the influence of WNBA number one draft pick Caitlin Clark and the moment women's basketball is experiencing, but also gave props to the foundation upon which the sport is built. She said, you know, it's so much more than Caitlin. She also said, you need to get in now. If you're going to invest in women's sports, get in now, end quote. She and her partner, former WNBA star Sue Bird, are putting their money where their mouths are with their production company, A Touch More, and said they're just a little bit jealous, but not in a bad way. That's a wrap, and a reminder that we're back on Sunday, noon Central, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL, with Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review. We're going to be covering some of the top business news stories of the past week, along with two brand new business conversations. In the first half hour, you'll hear from Jenny Schutz about the housing crisis in this country, as well as how to get it fixed. And then Jonathan Suter is in, and he's in to talk about airline travel among individuals who are struck with non-visible disabilities. It's a fascinating conversation, something we knew nothing about, but that is in the second half hour of the program, noon Central, and yes, we do stream. Thanks for listening for today, and have a great day for all of us that put this together each and every day, Sunday through Friday. Our production coordinator is Chap Ramsey, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.